This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's time for church. It's time for Breakout Radio Church. So delighted to have you with us here at Breakout Radio Church. Want to welcome all of you members today, and as we broadcast live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And we want to welcome each of you that are visiting today. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, we are delighted that you are with us. As we minister across America and around the world. And in a little while, I'll share with you how to you can become a member if you'd like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Well, it's been a wonderful week here in America with hundreds of thousands marching for life in Washington, D.C., including a speech from Vice President Pence and a special endorsement from President Trump. Prime Minister May has visited here from the United Kingdom, visiting our president, announcing that we'll have a special relationship with Great Britain, which Dean and I love. We've been in relationship there since 1990. So many of our wonderful friends there live in the United Kingdom. And, of course, this week our president is going to name his nominee for the Supreme Court. I think it's going to happen on my birthday this week. And we, of course, are diligently praying about that. And, in fact, we're going to pray right now. Gene is coming to join me, and we are going to pray concerning the our presidential nominee that President Trump will nominate this week. And we're also going to pray for the service today. Well, it's a wonderful Sunday morning in Austin, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is. Welcome, Breakout family. So happy to have you joining us today.
Yeah, it's been a good week. We're really excited about our future.
Yes, we are.
And this week, before we pray, I want to let everybody know that we are going to be posting our 50-year ministry video on our different websites. And this has been a long time in the making, hasn't it, Gene?
Yes, it's taken many hours to put this together, but we're grateful for God's faithfulness.
Yeah, he's a faithful God. And so that's going to be, we'll be letting you know sometime this week that's going to happen, and it's going to be 50 years and 50 minutes that we share what God has done for us. Well, we're going to set ourselves in agreement, for the Bible says, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done. From them and my Father which is in heaven. Before we have praise and worship here this Breakout Radio Church service, we're going to pray. And so Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with people all across America and around the world that are joining us here today on BPN Radio and TuneIn Radio as we pray for this church service. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Holy Spirit, give us ears to hear today. Give us eyes to see. Give us a heart to receive as we declare the word of the Lord, as we worship you, Almighty God. And we pray, Lord, for this all-important position that is going to be filled soon. We pray this for the Supreme Court nominee that Donald Trump is going to name. And Lord, I know that in his heart he has declared he has chosen one, but if it's not the right one, you'll speak to him. And the right man or woman will be nominated to serve as our next Supreme Court member here in the United States of America. We set ourselves in agreement. In Jesus' name, we pray the will of God be done on this during this service. And every person that is attending Breakout Radio Church today, we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, well, it's time to have Brian and Kristen Ming come and lead us in worship. We're so delighted to have Brian and Kristen, and I had them on my BPN program this past week. And, of course, for some time they served as music leaders there at Christ for the Nations in Dallas. And they mentored a lot of different singers and musicians that you hear on Christian radio today and in concerts. Great couple, great songwriters. So they're coming to lead our praise and worship time. And we're delighted to have them as our new praise and worship leaders. And they're an incredible couple. So here we go. Let's praise and worship him today.
All of the angels cry. whom the Son has set free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, free indeed.
Come on, sometimes words just don't cut it. Come on, why don't you let your worship speak to Him? Come on, why don't you let your worship communicate how you feel about Him?
How we love You. Come on, lift up a song from your heart. Come on, your song, He longs to hear it.
Come on, church, lift up your hands. If you're not driving down the road, and let's worship Him together. Can we do that? Thank You, Jesus. We're so very, very thankful. We're so very, very grateful. We honor You and worship You and magnify You. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. We are so very, very thankful. And we're so very, very grateful, Lord. We honor You and worship You and magnify You. Hallelujah. We love You, Jesus, here at Breakout Radio Church. People joining us across America, around the world, lifting up the name of Jesus. Oh, I love You, Lord. We worship You, honor You, glorify You. We are so very, very thankful. We enter Your gates with thanksgiving. We are grateful today, thankful, Almighty God, that You sent Your Son, You sent Your Son Jesus to die that we might have life, we might have it more abundantly. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, that You went to the cross. We're so thankful for the cross, so thankful for the cross. And there may be those of you here before I even preach today that are listening to BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio. You've joined us here for this service, Breakout Radio Church, and you may not know the Lord. I'd just like to give you an opportunity as Brian Ming plays the keyboard here to ask Jesus to come into your heart. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you've never known the Lord. Maybe you're a backslider, far away from God. You've gotten disappointed in God, disappointed in others, disappointed in yourself. Maybe you're far away from home today, but the Lord is calling you back home. So I just want to pray for you in a moment. Maybe there are those of you that you don't know for sure if you're a Christian or not. Maybe you joined a church at some point in time, but you've never had the assurance of your salvation. And I believe today can be your spiritual birthday. And so I want to pray with you right now. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So would you pray this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe You died on the cross for my sin. You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me my sins. I accept You today as my Lord and my Savior. And with Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. And if you said that prayer, I encourage you to get you a Bible. If there's a local church in your area, I encourage you to join that local church. And if you're not available to do that, then you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church, a gathering of believers all across America and around the world. We're a house of prayer. If you want to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, you just go to our website, go to our website right now at breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can become a member. Fill out the information, and we'll be praying for you and serving you however we can, and we are committed to being your church and your pastor. If you don't have a church or pastor, you can join Breakout Radio Church. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link there that you can fill it out, and we will be in touch with you. Okay, if you have your Bibles today, I want you to turn to the book of 1 Kings. I'm going to read from 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. And I'm going to start reading with verse number one. I'm going to read today from the Living Bible. I like this translation. It said, when Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: may the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you, just as you killed them. Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors who have already died. Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. He looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. The food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night. But the Lord said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah replied, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him, and Elijah stood there. The Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now, the prophet Elijah had experienced one of the greatest victories in Bible times, leading a one-day revival and a nation turning to God. Then the very next day, it's amazing that sometimes when you can have your greatest victories, your greatest triumphs, then immediately or maybe a day or two after that, there will be a major storm that will come your way. Because Satan is not content to leave you alone, especially if you're having great victories or you're doing mighty things for God. But I'm thankful today that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But here's Jezebel writing a letter to the prophet, threatening his life, and the mighty man of God allowed a spirit of fear to come upon him, and he retreated. We must know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And here is the mighty man of God running after his great victory on Mount Carmel and the nation gathering there and turning to God and recognizing the Lord. He runs into the wilderness and hides in a cave. But he soon discovered that he could not run from God. And the voice of the Lord spoke to him twice, a still small voice. And that is why it's so important that we allow ourselves to get quiet before the Lord, because there's all kinds of racket. There's all kinds of noise. There's all kinds of happenings around and people saying, come here, do this, do that. And all sorts of voices. You know, the Bible said there are many voices speaking around us. But Elijah had to let his spirit get quiet. And there was a still small voice that said to Elijah, what are you doing here, Elijah? I mean, the Lord called him by name. In other words, the Lord was saying to him, why are you hiding? Why have you retreated from the assignment that I've given you? I mean, Elijah had this major opportunity. He called fire down from heaven, and there was a turning to God. And here was a man that had this major opportunity, but he was retreating. He was quitting, hiding, and retreating into the cave. And he said, why haven't you finished what you started? He said, the storm is over, Elijah, and you can come out now. So it was truly the dawning of a new day in Israel, but Elijah was distracted. He was distracted by the voice of a wicked woman, by the voice of fear, by the voices of fear and abandonment and rejection. So instead of Elijah taking advantage of the opportunities that he was having, he was, instead of charging, he was retreating. The mighty man of God was hiding in a cave, but God was calling him out of the cave. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the storm, in other words, God was saying to Elijah, the storm is over. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the storm is over in America, that it is the dawning of a new day. Now, I'm not declaring the war is over, because the war will continue. And I believe that Satan is coming down now in great wrath, because what he sees happening at the White House in D.C. today has got him very angry. When he sees the president declaring that he's depending on God, when the vice president goes out to the March for Life and begins to advocate and proclaim that he is a pro-life man, and he brings the message from the president that the president is pro-life, and they're praying in the White House, and they're reading scripture, and our president has a godly men and women around him that are praying with him, giving him godly counsel when he's declaring it's a new day for Israel. And he's got Benjamin Netanyahu coming from Jerusalem to D.C. to talk about, sure, the devil is angry. He is mad. So there is a war going on, but the storm is over. There is war, but the storm is over. And I remember growing up in rural Oklahoma, where the storms were numerous. I mean, there was always storms coming up, particularly in April and May and June, and the storms were numerous. And in those days, when I was a boy growing up, we did not have Doppler radar in those days as we do now. So every time there was a storm cloud that looked dark and threatening, my mother, who was so terribly afraid of storms and tornadoes, she would encourage my dad, and we would my dad and my mom and myself, we would go to the cellar, and we didn't know if there was a tornado coming or severe storm, because all we did was just look at the clouds. But I confess today that I spent much of my life not just in the remodeled World War II Army barrack that I grew up in, but I spent much of my life in an 8x6 storm cellar with cement walls and a cement ceiling, but a dirt floor. And I spent much of my time in the storm cellar. And but my dad, you know, he tried to cooperate with my mom. He was not afraid, but my mother was. And sometimes sometimes we would spend the entire night in the cellar. We would just go down there. We had a bed, a couple of beds down there. We just spend the entire night in the cellar. And I remember my dad would wake me up in the storm. The cellar door would be open and the sun would be shining. And my dad would say, "It's all clear. The storm is over. We can come out now and we can get on with our day." And we would go out to because the storm had cleared. I believe in America because of the prayers of the saints of God and by the prayers of people that have been joining me on the Breakout Prayer Network. I'm declaring that the storm is over, and we as Christians have the most opportune time to proceed and to pursue our assignments than we've ever had in a lifetime. In my lifetime, I have never seen the storm clouds clear over a nation, and so many people turning to God, proclaiming God. And having the support of the church having the support of the White House and the church having the support of Congress, these are amazing days. Will they last? I don't know how long they will last, but I'm here to say the storm is over. Hear the Holy Spirit saying the storm is over and the church can come out of hiding. So many people have been hiding. They've been hiding in this realm of fear and intimidation because what they've been seeing. Islam threatening and all sorts of things taking place in our nation, the church being threatened, pastors being threatened that they're going to have to send in their sermon notes. But that is over. That day is over. And we can now pursue our assignments if we'll come out of hiding. And not declare all of the bad things that could happen, because I believe that God has given the church a reprieve. You know, the story is told and I've told this story lots of times when I ministered, but the story is told of a bugler in the Civil War whose commander came to him in the heat of the battle, and it appeared that defeat was very imminent. And the captain came up to the bugler and he said, "I want you to blow the retreat. The battle's hot and we need to get out of here." And he said, "I want you to blow the retreat." And the bugler looked at him and said, "Sir, I know how to blow the charge, but I don't know how to blow the retreat." And the church must declare today that we know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat. Here at Breakout Radio Church, we are blowing the charge. At Breakout Prayer Network, we are blowing the charge because we don't know how to blow the retreat because it's the dawning of a new day. You know, in the second chapter of the Song of Solomon, Solomon wrote these words, "Rise up, my darling, come away with me, my fair one. Look, the winter is past, and the rains are over and gone. The flowers are springing up. The season of singing birds has come, and the cooing of turtle doves fills the air. The fig trees are forming young fruit, and the fragrant grapevines are blossoming." He said, "Rise up, my darling. Come away with me, my fair one. The winter is gone and the spring has come." I believe it's springtime in America for the church. I believe the winter is past, and I can say that through spiritual eyes. And this is no time for the church to be hiding. The winter is over. This is no time to be hiding in the cave. This is no time to be retreating. The storm, I declare, is over in America. The war's not over, but the time of singing and dancing and rejoicing for the church has come. And I believe that God has heard our prayers and our petitions and has given us a reprieve, another window of opportunity led by an administration who is saying to the church, "We're with you. Go for it." But I know today that there are some Christian skeptics out there who would say, we don't believe that it's going to be business as usual, or this is only going to be temporary. And they're still hiding in all their negativity and all their negative confessions. You know, we got them out there. And yet there will always be spiritual warfare, but because there, as I said, because there's an enemy, because he has a kingdom of darkness, but the prayers of the people of God have prevailed, and it's time for believers all across this nation to proclaim, we know how to blow the charge, hallelujah, but we don't know how to blow the retreat. In the 1990s, Gene and I were ministering at Trinity Church in Lake Worth, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County, when Pastor Tom, we'd been there for several weeks, when Pastor Tom Peters received word from his son, Jamie, and his wife, Leah, who were missionaries in Burundi, Africa, that the U.S. Embassy there was closing because of the war that was taking place in there in Burundi and Rwanda. And there was so much massacre going on that they decided to close the United States Embassy. And so they contacted all the Americans there in Burundi and in Bujumbura, particularly the capital city. And they said, we're sending a plane. We're going to close the United States Embassy here in the nation of Burundi. And we're coming tonight with a plane, and everybody must get on that plane. Because once the embassy is closed, there will be no more American protection for you, and you will be at risk, you and your children. And so they brought the plane in, and Jamie and Leah Peters were calling us saying, would you please pray for us concerning this situation? And later they called back and said, we did not make the plane. We saw the plane leave. We saw the plane disappear into the night, and we watched as the lights disappeared, and we knew that we were alone in an African nation thousands of miles away from home, but we also knew that we were on God assignment and that God had called us to Burundi. He had called us to Africa, and we had church members here. We had planted our seed, and we had been planted by God, and we were not going to retreat. And I heard Jamie Peters say with my own ears, we know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat, and we will not leave here. And the war, of course, raged. And, you know, it was terrible. I mean, over a half million citizens of that tribal war, those tribal wars, were killed. And, you know, that scenario is depicted in the movie Hotel Rwanda, if any of you have seen that movie. And so it was a massacre, and there was a killing all around. But God kept Jamie and Leah Peters and their three children safe throughout that war. And eventually they planted an incredible church and eventually moved to the National Theater. And I went over there when they dedicated their new church building. I was able to minister to the president of that nation of 8 million people. I got to minister. I was invited to the National Theater there in Bujumbura, Burundi, and there at his summer home, I stood on that stage and ministered to the president and his wife and his cabinet, and told the story of how Jamie and Leah Peters did not evacuate, they did not get on that plane, and they stayed. And today there's still an incredible work going on there in Burundi. So they stayed, and they developed an incredible ministry there. God protected them and watched over them. And because they were not willing to retreat, they said, we know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat. So I'm declaring today a prophetic word that this is the dawning of a new day in America. I've never seen a day like this today in my lifetime when conditions are just right for revivals in America, all across America, in all 30,000 towns and cities. I believe that the Holy Ghost is ready to minister, and I believe that we're going to see the greatest days that we've ever known in America, another spiritual awakening. So we must come out of hiding. We must quit running from Jezebel, from rejection, from failed marriages, from poverty, from disappointments, discouragements, and fear, and every other voice that has threatened us. And we must come out of hiding. We must declare that we will not live in this place. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying to some of you, what are you doing? Why are you in the cave? What are you doing here in this place of disappointment and discouragement and all of the things that you've been going through? Now is the time to release what could have been, might have been, should have been. This is the time of coming out of hiding and proclaim, I'm gonna do the will of God. I'm gonna go in the strength of a new anointing, a new year, because I know how to blow the charge, and I don't know how to blow the retreat, because retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? And the response is nobody. And I'm going to agree with David in Psalms 18 when he said, I'm gonna run through a troop and I'm gonna leap over a wall. And when I get over the wall, I'm going to go to places I've never been. I'm going to do things I've never done. I'm going to say things I've never said. I'm going to invent things I've never invented. I'm going to preach sermons I've never preached. I'm going to give prophetic words I've never given. I'm going to build houses I've never built. I'm going to meet people I've never met. I'm going to go to nations I've never been to. And I am going to do the will of God. And I'm discerning that it's springtime in America. And I know how to blow the charge. But when the enemy comes and says, you better blow the retreat, you're going to say, I don't know how. I don't know how to blow the retreat, because retreat is not an option. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as Brian comes back to the piano, begins to play, I am just going to pray for those of you who are members of Breakout Radio Church, and those of you that are visiting the church today. I'm going to pray for you, because some of you are living in that arena of retreat, and you're hiding in the cave, and you've had great victories in the past. You know what it is to feel the presence of God, and you know how it is to do great exploits for God, but something happened. What happened? I tell you what happened. The enemy came against you, but you evidently did not stand your ground. Instead of standing your ground and taking advantage of major opportunities that were coming your way, you went and hid. You got discouraged. You got despondent. You got disappointed. People that you believed in let you down. But God has never let you down. And I'm calling the church to come out of hiding today, because this is our day. This is our hour. I declare it's springtime in America. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray. I pray for every person attending Breakout Radio Church that's hiding or running away from opportunities they've had or have fallen down somewhere. But you said the righteous person may fall down seven times and get up again. In Jesus' name. So I command you to get up. I command you to come out of hiding. I command you to start again. Start again. Do it again. You say, well, I tried it. We'll try it again. Because I believe that these are wonderful days of opportunity. And I want to encourage you here today during this Breakout Radio Church service to declare that I'm gonna do the will of God. I'm gonna do His will, and I know by faith that I can do His will. Not only can I, but I will do His will. And so I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some of you are just expecting a mighty rushing wind to come, or all kinds of manifestations. But I believe that God is speaking to us in that still, small voice. Just letting ourselves be quiet right now for just a few seconds, a few moments, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Or just say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. And you may say, well, what if he doesn't say anything? But what if he does? What if he wants to talk to you, speak into your ear, put something in your heart? Because these are days of opportunity in the United States of America. And because we are blessing Israel, because we are standing with Israel, it's a new day of blessing coming upon America. We were in danger. We were in danger of everything going down the tube. But here we are with a new day. A new day for your ministry, a new day for your business, a new day for your marriage, a new day for your health, a new day for your emotions, a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. So why don't you just make that confession with your mouth? Lord, I'm going to do your will. I declare it's a new day in my life. It's a new day for my family. It's a new day for my husband or wife. A new day for my children. It's a new day to dream again. As I preached last week at Breakout Radio Church. So would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost right now, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I pray for you. I pray for you today that you will be strong, and I pray that you will be of a good courage, strong and of a good courage. Allow the Holy Spirit to encourage you today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to give you an opportunity. I want to give you an opportunity today to give. And we're about to receive our tithes and our offerings. And Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's good to have in church with us today one of our spiritual sons and daughters in our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And it's good to have Bill and Pam Shannon. And I've been in a relationship with Bill for a long time, and I'm so thankful for Bill Shannon and the blessing he's been to my life for so many, many years, one of my spiritual sons. So Bill's going to come and receive our tithes and offerings right now, and then I'm going to give you I'll give you some information concerning writing your checks and how to give there. So Bill, it's good to have you here today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Dr. Gentry. We consider it a high honor. Good morning, Breakout Church. It's good to have you listening here, and good afternoon to those in Europe, and good evening to those that are attending in Asia. We want to stay on that note of worship right now as we come before the Lord and bring our tithes and our offerings. The Bible talks more about money than anything else. Over 800 times the Bible talks about the stewardship that he gives us with money. The first tithe that we read in the Bible was in Genesis 14, 19 through 20. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything he had. That was our first tithe recorded in all of Scripture. But in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, it talks about where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So we must be open and pliable to what the Word of God says about tithing. And this is how BPN and Breakout Radio Church, this is how we get to the next level, by our faithful members, you know, committing themselves and, you know, being able to help us and partner with us with their resources. So I want to pray right now for you guys, and I just want to ask the Lord to come and continue the mighty work that he started over 2 years ago as I sit in this ministry center, and I just am in awe of what I see what the Lord is doing. And this is a good place to plant seed. This is a good place for your tithe. And I wouldn't ask you to do it if I didn't do it myself. I couldn't honestly come to this microphone and do that. So I just want to pray for you right now and pray for Breakout Radio Church. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be in this ministry center, to hear this rich word, this cutting-edge word that is coming from Dr. Gentry and Gene, and the word that is brought forth, that the vision that you've given them, God. I just pray right now that all across this nation and across the world, a global invasion of revival that comes. And Lord, right here from Austin, Texas, the epicenter, God, let it just concave all the way around, from the north to the south to the east and to the west. And God, may your will be done. And we're so excited for this season that Dr. Gentry preached on today. A new season. The spring has come. And we thank you, God, today. We blow the charge. And many of us that may be listening today that may not have ever been involved in tithing, they don't understand that. But God, I just pray that you would touch their heart, God, and I just pray a challenge over them, that they would challenge you, because you say your word never returns void. And God, we just pray right now, Father, that our hearts are right, and God, that our ears are open to you, and we do the will of God in this stewardship area that you talk about 800 times in your word. And we give you the praise, and we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very, very much, Bill Shannon. Really appreciate that. So good to have you and Pam here with us at Breakout Radio Church, our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And so thankful for all of you that have been in church today. So grateful. And, you know, I know there's people in confinement. You're maybe in a nursing home. You may be working today. You may be driving down the road. You may be getting on your airplane, sitting there ready to take off, but you're attending church and across America, around the world. And so thankful that we can provide you this opportunity. We're having church now twice a day, every day of the week, at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time, and whatever the time that may be with you. And so we're providing church services twice a day, because we realize there's a lot of people that cannot even attend church on Sunday, maybe. So if you're writing a check, here's what you do. You make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Okay, I'll repeat that. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if you want to use your credit card, debit card, PayPal, then all you have to do is go to Breakout Radio Church. That is Breakout Radio Church. And when you go to Breakout Radio Church, there will be a place to donate. And while you're there, of course, you can also look at our website, and you'll be blessed there. And there's an introduction to all of our Breakout Radio Church team and our leaders, which we are so very, very thankful for. Such a blessing. And so just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can click on the donate button. So I'll wait for you for just a few moments to get your tithes and offerings prepared and ready, and then I'm going to speak a blessing over you. And of course, we know that every church in America, around the world, is supported by the tithes and the offerings of the church members. And if you are visiting Breakout Radio Church today and you'd like to give, we'd be thankful for that. But, of course, there's no obligation for those who are visiting. And, of course, we encourage all of you members to be faithful with your giving. Okay, I'm gonna pray for you now. Father, I just pray for those that Breakout Radio Church members that are giving today. Maybe they're holding their tithes and offerings. Maybe they've made a check holding their hand, or maybe they've just donated. And Lord, I know that it's left their hand, but it will never leave their lives. And I just pray that you'll take the tithes and offerings, the seed that they have sown today. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless them and multiply them. And Lord, we're so thankful that we live by the law of sowing and reaping. And so bless the people that are faithful to give. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, so very, very thankful and grateful for your giving today and your faithfulness to come to Breakout Radio Church. Remember to pray for President Donald Trump, Vice President Pence. You know, they're getting a lot of death threats. And this is very unusual. I've never known a day like today, but, you know, the anger, of course, has risen against them because of their stand for righteousness. So let's be faithful to pray for our leaders today. And don't forget to pray for the Supreme Court nominee that's going to be announced this week. And remember that I broadcast live almost every weekday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. And then the program is played throughout the day. And remember that Breakout Radio Church, of course, is broadcast twice a day on BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio by just going to bpnradio.com. Well, it's been great to be in church today. So very, very thankful to have had you. You go out and have a blessed day. Remember that Jesus loves you, and Gene and I love you, and we will see you at the next church service, Breakout Radio Church. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.